This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For those of you folks who await from one end of the week to the next to find out what's going on according to the official lists from Talkers Magazine, what's going on in talk radio, news talk radio, you've come to the right place. This Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, here to introduce Mr. Harrison to the world, to get the people list in its entirety on the air, the story list in its entirety on the air, and reaction from Michael and others, but mostly Michael, as to how some of these stories are playing out on your favorite news talk radio stations. So, Michael, without further ado, oh, by the way, we have a big world premiere from Michael. We're going to unveil something very special from him later in the program. All right, we're on pins and needles, Michael.
That cannot be true.
It is true.
No, you wouldn't do that.
I would do that.
if you do, yes. Then I'm going to have to put a world premiere on this program from you.
Really?
I always keep a few in my back pocket.
Okay.
In case I have to defend myself.
Something embarrassing, because the stuff from you isn't embarrassing. It's really good, but you're gonna embarrass me with something?
I would never embarrass you. I'm only kidding.
No.
If anything, I might embarrass you with praise and things of that nature. But let's do this thing first. Let's get this out of the way.
Yes, let's do the real story behind the story.
Let's get the relevance out of the way so we can become irrelevant.
Fool around.
at number 10, we have climate change, the environment, and the Iceland volcano. At number 9, we have Cuomo and Newsom facing pressure. The blue state boys on the left and east coast.
Right.
At number 8, I think Cuomo's facing bigger problems than Newsom.
Although
Cuomo will probably survive and Newsom will probably be recalled.
Yeah.
But Cuomo's facing criminal charges as well.
Right. Yeah.
It's pretty serious. And now a new thing has come up that's embarrassing him in terms of him. It's coming out. Somebody's saying that he arranged to have his family and his associates get the testing back a year ago when it was hard.
What is there that you're so tone deaf that you go, like, Chris Cuomo is a highly touted and supposedly respected. I don't have any respect for him because I don't care for his shtick. But on CNN, he's a big deal. You don't think somebody's going to see or say something about you getting special treatment, even though, to give him his due, in a sense, because he had a bad case of the COVID, but that this was before the fact, before anybody knew that.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get me started on Chris Cuomo.
Go ahead. I'm happy to get
you started. The irony about Chris, a lot of things that Chris Cuomo says, I agree with. It's his personality and his nature and his whole.
He's an arrogant SOB.
Wow. I mean, this whole thing, you know, hey, my brother, you know.
Yeah.
And now we have the latest medical information from Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Hey, my brother, how you doing? And Gupta looks at him like, don't call me your brother, but he's too kind and pleasant not to say anything.
Yeah. Gupta is the only one on CNN has any, and maybe Wolf Blitzer. As far as the rest of them are concerned, Don Lemon is as much of a foul ball as you'd find anywhere, closely followed by Cuomo and some of these other debris that's on the air there.
Debris.
Good God.
Debris.
That's giving my friend Jonathan Tucker and his new television show Debris a bad name, maybe. Under the circumstances.
Okay, anyway. So let's go to number 8. Race relations, discrimination against Asians. Those are tied. At number 7, U.S. foreign affairs, China, Russia, North Korea, the Middle East. It's all out there. Biden's facing a world of trouble, literally and figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
At number 6, we have the Capitol insurrection investigation. That's still going on, and it's interesting. Every day you find out new names and new conspiracies. And speaking of conspiracies, the other subject tied at number 6 is Sidney Powell's legal defense. She's back in the news. That's a fascinating story. What
it
a character.
Is. Yeah.
With friends like that, Trump doesn't need enemies.
Yeah.
boy, oh boy. Voting rights legislation at number 5. At number four, the economy and the education crisis tied together, and they're related. At number three, the border crisis and immigration reform. At number two, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, prevention, and stats. Number one, the shooting violence and gun control. Whoever thought we'd see gun control at number one with all the stuff going on, but
right.
I guess we went too long without there being episodes of gun violence and mass murders, so here we go again.
Great.
And it's a big psychological problem. It's a big journalistic problem. It's a big health issue. The worst part of it is it happens so often and so regularly that the news media doesn't know how to cover it. The political media doesn't know how to come together and deal with it. And we as a nation don't know how to deal with our increasing numbness to it.
Yeah.
It's a deep psychological issue and a pain in the you-know-what. We've got to do something, but what do you do? All right. You want to go through the people, or do you want to?
Yes. No. I want you to go through the people list, please.
Yeah. Noses. Okay.
Yeah. No.
At number 10, we have Gavin Newsom. At number 9, we have Andrew Cuomo. At number 8, we have Sidney Powell. At number 7, I guess the shooter of the week, Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa. Chuck Schumer.
Good job.
At number 6, Chuck Schumer. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Ted Cruz. Number 3, Dr. Tony Fauci. Number 2, Vice President Kamala Harris. And number 1, President Joe Biden. And there you go. You may notice there's no Donald Trump on this list this week.
You know, I said that in the last hour, the roundup with the ladies, there's no Donald Trump on this. The biggest news from him this week is him starting his own template, if you will, on social media, or at least trying to. Turned out it wasn't really him, it's somebody else putting up the money, which I think is pretty typical of Trump.
Yeah, he's calling his name.
Other people's money. Yeah, here's my name. Put it on something or other. Yeah. Really. He has a character.
He is. Yeah, but maybe he'll get his own television show.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that'd be a reality show.
Yeah. Right. The interesting thing, the Biden press conference this week, that it wasn't maybe the first question that was asked, but somewhere the reporters, I sound like a sexist here, but the simplicity of some of these people and how we sort of trust them with trying to eke out the news or find out what's going on. Oh, President Biden, will you run again in 2024?
Yep, I'm running.
Yeah. Without getting too deep into the weeds on this, I was not impressed with the press.
No, not at all.
And not just because they, whether they gave him an easy ride or a hard ride, they gave him an irrelevant ride. They don't seem to have the priorities. They were playing the role of White House press reporters as opposed to really being reporters.
They're there because it's visible. It's a big, I remember, you know, one of our friends that was in the White House press corps for a long time. We've had a number of friends, actually, friends at talk radio that have been.
We've had friends that have been White House press secretaries.
Yes, we have. And so under the circumstances, you know, you look at the people, the caliber of people. When we started doing this and the access that we had in the White House press room to where we are now, when you see what a bunch of clowns and dunderheads there are that are in there, and they're all there because they want it on their resume.
I was a White House reporter. Yeah.
Okay, so what is that in a cup of coffee these days? Because of the sorts of things we're just talking about. The real irrelevancy of pretty much everything they do. So I guess we get down to the bottom line, Michael. How do we find out what it is that's going on in the White House or in the country or with our government when you have, you know, these ninnies who are reporters that are asking questions. I remember one of the friends that we had used to tell me, probably you, that she didn't dare ask questions that would embarrass the administration because her White House press credentials could be yanked. So it was always a friendly.
Well, that's one of the major conundrums or paradoxes about the White House press corps is that access is the whole thing. You don't want to lose access. If you ask difficult questions or are a disruptor, you can lose access. They won't ask. Mm-hmm. They won't call on you. You won't sit in a good seat.
And what happened to that guy from CNN? What was his name? The Spanish guy that was all over Trump, and they finally threw him out. What the heck was his name? I remember his name. See how quickly you forget. These people think it's a great coup to have credentials and be White House reporters, but I don't even remember this guy's name.
And he doesn't remember your name, so.
Yeah, right.
I'm irrelevant. I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, look, 16. Everything comes and goes. Everything has a shelf life.
The ebb and flow. It sounds like the beginning, doesn't it? Of a soap opera. These are the days of our lives. And they kind of really are. It is a soap opera. I mean, think about it. It is a soap opera.
Of course it is.
Right down to brass tacks. Look at this stuff.
We got to get ourselves one of those old-fashioned organs and play it in the background. Do you remember when you were a little kid and the soap opera was on in the house? You heard the organ.
They had a live organist. Remember when the movies had? Well, we don't remember that because we're not that old. But the organist that was in the movies, the silent movies, had an organist. That when it would get to the point of triumph or terror, the organist.
It was mostly piano. We tend to think when we look at silent movies that piano was part of the film. The piano player was in the theater. Every movie theater had a piano player, and the guy would play along. So every time you'd see a Charlie Chaplin movie or every showing of it had a different soundtrack.
Yeah. 20 minutes after the hour.
The Shadow of Silver. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a poor man sat down to eat the scraps he was given by passers-by outside of a fancy seafood restaurant. The owner of that restaurant demanded a silver coin from the poor man for taking in the beautiful smells of the expensive food they created inside. The poor man didn't have money like that to give away, so the two of them went before a judge. The judge said, "A silver coin it is. You two go outside," and then she pointed to the poor man and said, "You hold a coin up in the sunlight." And then to the rich store owner, she said, "And when that coin casts a shadow, that shadow is yours for the taking. If the cost of the smell of fish is a silver coin, then the payment will be doled out with a shadow of that coin. Only the mean-spirited and insecure try to take advantage of others." For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7? Dean, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the top stories of the week and the people that's created by the staff that works for Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You were talking about the one of the things that sort of is a side issue here that's not in the top 10, but certainly a discussion topic among people who are talkers, what to do now that Limbaugh is gone and how it is that some people are reacting to different programs, different hosts, different ideas. And then those idiots who say, oh, Limbaugh's gone, it's the death of talk radio. Come on. I mean, if you look at actually the strength of News Talk Radio over the last, year, 2 years? I mean, it's been because so much going on. People want to hear it being discussed, right?
Yeah, well, I've been asked about the death of talk radio now for 31 years that we've been publishing Talkers. And I tell people, because sometimes I get calls from people in the industry, oh, my gosh, are we in trouble? You know, is this, write an article for the New York Times, Michael, you know, defend talk. You know, go, calm down. I'd be worried if we weren't under attack.
People are paying attention. The first guy in the first really good radio station that did talk that I worked for in the was late 70s, early 80s when, you know, it really started. There was a definition put on the conversation that people were having on the radio, the kinds of conversations. It was much more general interest before Limbaugh came around. When it was the Jerry Williams era, we talk about that. I don't know who else around the country there. Every city had a Jerry Williams kind of character.
Not every city. Not even every city. Yeah. No. It was a handful of cities. It was that isolated and that unique a format. Because talk show hosts were not developed. They were curmudgeonly, independent, individual, unique people.
True. Yeah.
Disc jockeys were developed in radio schools and colleges. You know, everyone wanted to be a DJ. As a matter of fact, when the old National Association of Radio Talk Show Hosts, NARCH, was formed by Jerry Williams in the old days, or the early days of the modern era, one of its main purposes was to give talk show hosts some type of respect and parity with DJs in the eyes of the industry.
I'd forget that. That's true.
Think about that. And now, you know, imagine being a disc jockey in 2021 as your
worthless
stock and trade. Come on.
It's worthless. Yeah, worthless. Radio personality, maybe. But anyway, the business about Limbaugh, do you want to give us your 2 cents worth on what really will happen as this shakes out, or does anybody
well,
really...
It's a complicated story, but the fact of the matter is the people that produce the Limbaugh show and the network that distributes him are keeping it as the Limbaugh show with a rotating cast of fill-in hosts who are really now sort of curators and facilitators, and they're diving into the thousands of hours of Rush recorded in their archives, having him express his classic views on each of the topics that are hot on a day-to-day level.
Do you realize how much work that must be for whoever's doing it? My God.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. But, hey, so what's wrong with people working hard at producing a show?
Yeah. Not in, no, sure. And they're going to be the hardcore, it may be the older end of the audience, that want to hold on to Limbaugh till his last breath, or beyond his last breath, actually, literally. And so, you know, all right, if that's what you want, you should be able to get what you want. That's what people should be able to hear, whatever discussion they want to have. That's what choice should be all about. Yeah. Not, you know, we have a problem with people being shut down because of what they say. I think that's the more serious problem that we face as an industry. People being pushed out because they say wild and crazy things because it's not politically correct. I'm actually kind of tired of it, frankly. I think people should be able to say what they want and suffer the consequences in the marketplace, not have somebody, oh, we can't have him on the air. He'll embarrass us. And I think that's all wrong. I mean, you, maybe we should talk about this in the next half hour. Plus, we have the world premiere of something very exciting here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 after the hour.
The Shadow of Silver. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a poor man sat down to eat the scraps he was given by passers-by outside of a fancy seafood restaurant. The owner of that restaurant demanded a silver coin from the poor man for taking in the beautiful smells of the expensive food they created inside. The poor man didn't have money like that to give away, so the two of them went before a judge. The judge said, "A silver coin it is. You two go outside," and then she pointed to the poor man and said, "You hold a coin up in the sunlight." And then to the rich store owner, she said, "And when that coin casts a shadow, that shadow is yours for the taking. If the cost of the smell of fish is a silver coin, then the payment will be doled out with the shadow of that coin. Only the mean-spirited and insecure try to take advantage of others." For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Running a small business isn't easy, and oftentimes you need help. And that's what Calgary Tech Company Virtual Gurus is set up to do, pairing businesses in need with office assistants online. They're North America's largest virtual assistant platform. Bobby Russett from Virtual Gurus explains.
We're basically North America's largest virtual assistant platform. So people, businesses, and users can come to us to request a virtual assistant who will work remote and support their business. Those are all contractors that work across Canada and the U.S. And then we have the employment side, which is our operations. We have a tech team, sales team, customer service team. We have all of that in our office downtown Calgary.
And Virtual Gurus is just one of many Calgary tech companies looking to hire. If you're looking for a career in the tech sector, check out livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New cases of COVID-19 are on the rise in the U.S., with more than 61,000 new infections reported per day over the last week. That's up about 12% from a week ago. Dr. Amesh Adalja believes pandemic fatigue does play into the rise in cases, but says it's also being driven by younger people who aren't yet eligible for vaccination in many places. The infectious disease expert tells Fox News that even as the new wave of cases are less likely to result in hospitalizations or deaths, it should be an imperative to open up vaccination availability.
So we're going to see kind of a decoupling of cases from hospitalizations. And I think that's a good thing. However, we still have to be vigilant with these cases. We still have to test, trace, and isolate. And states need to be aggressive with getting vaccine out to those younger age groups because they're going to be what's driving the spread. And we need to move past those priority groups and really start thinking about mass vaccination.
This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for action on ghost guns.
Schumer says the Senate will take action on gun control measures in the wake of recent mass shootings, specifically expanding background checks, but there are steps that can be taken without Congress.
There's something that can be done immediately, right now, and they involve ghost guns. What are ghost guns? Ghost guns are kits that you can assemble. They're as easy to buy and even easier to assemble than Legos. But there is no regulation.
Schumer says ghost guns have already been used in crimes in his state, and New York Attorney General Letitia James has taken strong action to prevent them by sending cease and desist letters to the companies behind websites selling the kits. Schumer added the Biden administration can take steps to require registration and close the federal loophole. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
NASCAR's return to dirt racing will have to wait one more day. Sunday's Cup Series race at Bristol was postponed to Monday after several inches of rain fell on the area, turning the Tennessee clay track into a mud pit. The green flag is now scheduled to fall at 4 p.m. Monday afternoon on the Cup Series' first race on a dirt track since 1970. And UCLA is on to their first Elite Eight since 2008. The 11-seeded Bruins toppled second-seeded Alabama in overtime 88-78 to advance. They'll take on top-seeded Michigan Tuesday in the East Regional Final. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four after the hour, the second half hour, this week's ritual with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Not only do we preview and overview the stories and have some conversation about them as they apply to you and people list and that sort of thing, but we also talk about the other issues that confront talk radio listeners and people that program this stuff on the radio. I think that we have, but the conversation about Limbaugh is going to go on and on and on and on and on. And I'm sure that people are calling you and saying, well, what do you think we should do on our station, Michael? And, yeah, of course, you don't want to be put in that position.
I tell them to take advantage of the opportunity to make a deal that's something, best for their station.
Right, mean, something know, different.
Well, also for the listeners, there's also, you know, monetary concerns. Some people, you know, you pay for this, you don't pay for that. Different shows have different requirements for the stations.
Yeah.
And different shows have different levels of appeal to sponsors.
Well, that's very true. Absolutely. You know, I wanted to talk for a minute. I was thinking of you when I was looking at what's going on with Netanyahu, because he basically has fallen short.
Well, what have you and I got in common with Netanyahu?
I'm kidding.
Yeah. For the listeners, Doug and I had a life-changing experience
with Netanyahu a number
of years ago. And just let it suffice at that. Okay, go ahead, Doug. I'm sorry.
Well, it's like it was yesterday in my mind.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the stuff that he's running up against, trying to stay in office. But if you look at the official election count, he is not going to be able to probably remain. There isn't a clear path at this moment anyway for his remaining prime minister. He's trying to make all kinds of deals, but they have all these different parties in the Knesset, And remember walking in there and what we thought about the building itself and the way, I mean, comparing that building and the structure of that building, literally and figuratively, the way the Knesset works versus our Senate and House, and how people, we were one of the former prime ministers came up to us and said, "Hi, gentlemen, can I help you?" Which one was it? I'm trying to remember.
It was Shimon Peres.
Shimon Peres, yeah.
Shimon Peres comes over to us. Can I help you?
Yeah.
We're walking around the main, like a food area, hangout area, like a meeting area, and all these Israeli bigwigs are running around doing their thing. And
can you imagine Chuck Schumer coming over to somebody that came in? Hey, can I help you guys? What do you need? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, ladies and gentlemen, I promised something earlier that I'm now going to deliver upon. There is a product that has been produced by our very own Michael Harrison. Michael was a member of a rock. Can I describe it as a rock group? What would you?
You're not going to play it.
Yeah, I am.
I am hereby announcing that if you do, you will be infringing upon copyrights and on something that is not ready for public consumption.
Are you really telling me that, or are you just?
Oh, absolutely. You cannot play it.
Ah. Damn.
That would be awful.
Really? But we need publicity.
If you play it, but first of all, it's not available anywhere.
No.
So you could trigger people wanting to go off and buy it immediately.
Yes, right.
Which I would not want to happen because it's not available. But if you promise that if you play it one time now against my contractual obligations, you have to play it at least 10 times.
Oh, that's easy to do. Yeah, no, that's no problem with that. We can certainly arrange that. So Michael has belonged among his many things because he was a jock at first, and he has more than limited talent. I was going to put it the other way around. He belongs to a group called Gun Hill Road, which had actually a hit last year called Back When We Used to Hug, which was a play on a song that they had very popularly produced. Right. About, 25 years ago, back when my hair was short?
It was more than 25 years ago. It was more like 45 years ago, 50 years
was
ago.
Was it?
50 years ago, yeah, big top 40 hit, Back When My Hair Was Short, I Was a White Sox Sport. That was a hit, and they had two very, very big hit albums on Album Rock Radio. Mm-hmm. And then they became like legendary as the world's greatest opening act from the 70s. Right. And then they just stayed in business while they did other things and occasionally performed at different events. And then 7 years ago, they had a double album called Every 40 Years, and then they played The Bitter End in New York and sold it out. And now they have another album coming out, and I'm a member of the group.
This is Michael with the first turn on this. I'm sure it'll be edited and finessed, but I thought it'd be fun to listen to. Michael Du with Gun Hill Road, I Know You're Real.
We are drops in the same endless sea. Branches on the tree of to be. We think, we know, and we feel. Beams of light from the same shining star, spinning between what's near and far. I believe you are real. My eyes, mind, heart, and soul know you're real. I am sure you are real. We are words in the same simple prayer. All of our spirits are there. We are thoughts in the eternal mind. Now it is time to be kind.
I know you're real.
I like this, actually. Really brings a little tear to my eye.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the second half. Oh, you want to play more?
Yeah, play the whole thing.
Now
play the whole thing.
Singing in nature's sweet harmony. All of our spirits are here. We are grains on the same golden beach. The light is not out of reach. I truly know you are real. The spark of life is in your eyes. I truly know you are real. We are drops in the same endless sea, branches on the tree. A new day will dawn if we just have the will. I believe in thou shalt not kill.
I know you're real, I know you're real. Treasure I shall not steal. I know you're real, I know you're real. I understand that you're real.
Do you remember Ken Nordine? Does that name ring a bell with you?
Rings a bell, but I can't place it.
He did a song. He was a disc jockey, a Canadian disc jockey, and he did something. I just was thinking. I mean, I haven't thought about this guy for years and years and years. He had a great baritone voice, and he voiced a couple of songs, kind of like this, turned out to be. They became a significant input into the discussion during the Vietnam War and after that. It was just, and this reminds me sort of that, puts me in that same mode, that place. I was very moved by that, actually.
I appreciate that. I thought you were kidding.
No.
Actually, what we just did, we're not going to get any trouble for it, but, I would have preferred that we didn't do it, but I, on another level, I'm tickled that you did. I thought you were kidding. Just for folks to wonder what that is, it's not officially released yet, and it will be, the final version will be mixed better, and Doug didn't play the beginning, so it really is a song, but it's about several things, but the main message, you wonder, what is he talking about? It's about animals.
Yeah.
It's about, it could be interpreted as religious, it could be God, it could be anything you want. You'll notice there's no specific word about animals, nor about a religion, nor does the word God come up. So it's about spiritualism, it's about higher values, but specifically it's about animals. And if you, when you hear the song again, folks, and I hope that you get to listen again, right now don't look for it, it's not anywhere online, it's not out. It's still, you know, it's still not out. But when it is out in about 3 weeks, listen to it again. And you'll see it totally fits into the idea that the speaker, and there's also a sung version by one of our lead singers, because I'm not a singer. So there's two versions of it, and it's very nice as a song. He's talking to an animal. I know you're real. I mean, I know you're sentient. I know you have feelings. I know that you are in the universe like I am. I do not have the right to steal that treasure. I don't have the right to kill you or to be cruel to you. And that's what it's about. It's an animal song.
Yeah, very nicely done. All right, while we're reminding people about what you're doing, what you have done, or what you're going to do, this week's MH interview at Michael Harrison's MHinterview.com or Talkers.com with Dana Lash. She's in the perfect time spot for what she does, right? What'd you get from her?
Dana Lash is a 7-year veteran of talk radio. She's been syndicated by Radio America, which is one of the best syndication companies in radio. And she is one of the candidates for a lot of stations looking at her to be on, for Limbaugh. She's the top female political talker in syndicated radio as it is. And she's one of the leading advocates of Second Amendment rights and gun rights. And on this interview, we talk about a lot of stuff. It's really fascinating, including the big issue of gun rights.
Yeah, she was the spokesperson after Ollie North, wasn't she, for the NRA for a while? Right, exactly. All right, so that's this week's interview. Michael does a great job talking to people who are on the inside of our News Talk Radio business. So catch it at mhinterview.com or talkers.com, where you can find the list, along with the list every week on the DJV show, as well all of our social media assets. It's 10 before the hour.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Past the hour now. Tech Talk time, a review of the hot issues, the hot topics from the world of technology this week, the top five. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleague Victoria Keelan, who's gone through all these items and has page 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So let's start at number 5, shall we? And answer the question, why the Snyder cut of Justice League looks weird on your television. Why is that, Victoria?
Well, the reason is, and this is 4 hours long, so this is an investment of your time if you want to see the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, which is actually really popular. It's on HBO Max. People are really loving it. But it does look strange on certain TVs, and the reason for that is because it was shot in the 4:3 ratio framing that dominated television programming from 1920 until 1990. And so but the reason that he shot it that way is because it's actually the best fit for IMAX formatting when it appears in theaters. The problem, though, is it's not in theaters. It's at home on your TV. So depending on what your TV is, what the structure of, you know, how it was built, how old it is, how new it is, sometimes having a newer TV is actually going to work against you. But some people are reporting that they can ignore it and they're not really bothered by it. And other people are, like, really online screaming and complaining about it. So just be warned. Don't adjust your TV. It was meant to be that way.
Number 4, Disney Plus is a good money grab for you.
Yep. So Disney Plus announced this week that after holding out for a really long time, Black Widow starring Scarlett Johansson, her first standalone movie as that character, they were holding it out just until, you know, the pandemic was over and it was going to be in theaters. Now they've given in and it will be on Disney Plus the same day that it appears in theaters. You still have to pay an extra $29.99 for it. But on top of that, Disney Plus announced this week that they're raising all their prices. And so starting pretty much right now, if you are an existing customer, your next bill is going to be a dollar more, whether you pay by the month or you do the Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu bundle. That's going to go up to $14 a month and instead of $13. The yearly cost is now $79.99 for the bundle.
We're back to regular TV. Number 3 on our quest to get to number 1, Amazon drivers and what they are supposed to be doing now.
Yeah, Amazon's giving its delivery drivers an ultimatum in basically give up your privacy or give up your job. They are forcing their 75,000 U.S. delivery drivers to sign a biometric consent form, which allows Amazon to track them with high-tech cameras. The cameras are made by a transportation company that snaps, essentially what they do is they snap photos of the drivers to confirm their identity, which seems okay. It's like, you know, you have a badge to go into your office with your picture on it. So that's not that bad. But then it gets into a little more crazy stuff. So they're not telling anyone what biometric information they're actually storing. So we don't really know how far this can go. Drivers are supposed to be signing this thing immediately or losing their jobs. The technology is capable of detecting when a driver yawns, if they talk on the phone, if they're not wearing a seatbelt. It's pretty invasive. And so Amazon said they plan to use the cameras to track all of the vans, the locations, the movements, including their speed, their braking, the turns, and how close they follow other vehicles. So this is a real test of, you know, of how good of a driver are you if you are, you know, if you're going to be employed by Amazon. One of those sticking things here, though, is they have 800 third-party companies that work with Amazon. And those drivers are saying, hey, wait a minute, we're subcontractors. We don't even work technically for Amazon. We're not signing it. So this will probably end
them.
Up in court. Yeah.
Good. All right, number two, what's Intel investing in a lot of money here?
Yeah, this is some really good news. As we've been talking about, you know, investing in American business, especially when it comes to technology, Intel has a new CEO, Pat Gelsinger, and he didn't waste any time this week announcing some big changes. They have a new announcement called Engineering the Future, and it's a $20 billion investment into two new factories in Arizona, as well as a new branch of the company called Intel Foundry Services. What they're going to do there is they're going to use it to make semiconductors and chipsets. Now, as we know, the world has a shortage of semiconductors right now because of the pandemic.
Ask the car dealers, man. They've gotten real short.
Right.
A lot of car companies can't get enough product because they can't get these chips.
Exactly. Chips literally run everything from your video game console to your brand new car. So this is good news for Intel, and it's going to give them a leg up on Apple, because Apple is developing their own chip as well. So but the best part of this is that it's here in America, and this is proprietary tech that will be American.
Good. All right, number one tech story of the week has to do with former President Trump.
Yep, he made a lot of headlines this week talking about his return to social media in the next few months. His senior advisor, Jason Miller, did a whole media round saying in the next 2 to 3 months, Trump will return with his own platform. Turns out it's not actually his own platform. He's going to be partnering with another platform, but we just don't know which one yet. Sure. So we'll see.
It's Trump. That's all you got to know. It's Trump. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. That's Victoria Keelan. Thank you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.